VA has made progress over the past several years in its ability to process disability claims. Its Veterans Benefits Administration processed 900,000 claims in 2009 and moved the needle forward to more than a million claims in 2010 and 2011. Ordinarily, that would be good news, but the number of new claims coming in from veterans is growing faster than VA can handle. A million new claims in 2009, 1.2 million in 2010, 1.3 million in 2011. In all, it's a workload growth of 48% over the last 4 years. As of this week, VA has 843,000 compensation claims pending in its system, compared with 768,000 a year ago. And almost 68% of those claims meet VA's own definition of backlogged. A veteran's been waiting for 125 days or more. Daryl Isom is chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
It's unacceptable a federal government is doing nothing but continuing to promise what they promised before. The system was broken during the Vietnam War when I enlisted. The system has never been fixed. We're going to concentrate in this committee on hearing what you're going to do, but understand, we've heard it before. Today, you will be judged by what you say and what you do. You will no longer be allowed to come back again with promises of reforms a year away.
Allison Hickey, who took over last year as VA's Undersecretary for Benefits, says the biggest hang-up for claims has been the mountains of paper records that claims adjudicators have to sift through in order to make their determinations. She says VA realizes it can't dig out of the backlog with that paper-based system, but that system is going away, and soon.
Our transformation plan, our new organizational model, our new processes, our new technology will be implemented at 56 regional offices, by 16 of them by this September 30th, and all the remaining by the end of the calendar year next year. No, we are not computerized yet. We are starting to get right now computerized with our new plan. Our task, our transformation plan, is to eliminate this antiquated paper-bound process that does not serve our veterans, who are frustrated by its lack of speed and transparency.
VA's paperless Veterans Benefits Management System is up and running in a pilot phase in four of its regional offices, and Hickey says it's already proven itself.
I literally have raters sitting with little rubber fingertips going through the 18 inches worth of paper to try to find the one time it says back in that record, and they're working hard to find that. But I also have raters today in VBMS in four different sites who are putting the word back into a searchable function in VBMS, and it's highlighting the word back throughout that 18 inches of former paper that's now an image, and it's telling them by the push of a next button where it is in that 18 inches and solving all that time and effort. In addition, it's allowing them to sit and write with their fancy tools they now have in VBMS, annotations, circle it so that when our VSOs want to see the reasons for our decisions, or really know what the data is we looked at, they can see it right away, and they will be able to, by the way, when we deliver this month on the full round that we're going forth on VBMS.
VSOs are veteran services organizations who often act as advocates for individual veterans through a power of attorney arrangement. Gerald Manar, deputy director of the Veterans of Foreign Wars National Veterans Service, says the VSOs are behind electronic records, but there's no silver bullet to fixing the claim system. He says VA needs to make sure it fixes problems the outside organizations have identified with VBMS before rolling it out nationwide.
There can be no misunderstanding. VBA must see this through to conclusion. VA has no alternatives, no fallback position. It must succeed in creating a fully functioning, veteran-centric, interactive, user-friendly, and highly agile claims processing system. Failure to do this will have dire consequences for the future of VBA and veterans benefits programs. Further, VBMS should not be deployed without full and complete access by VSOs to all records of veterans and other claimants for whom we hold a power of attorney. Failure to provide full and complete access at any point in this process means that veterans are denied due process and are deprived of the representation allowed by law.
Hickey says while VBMS will help VA speed up the claims process, it will only digitize the VA's own records, not the vast amount of data on service members' medical history that comes from the Defense Department. Despite efforts to integrate the two departments' data systems, she says virtually all the data VA gets from DOD still comes on paper, and that's a huge contributor to claims delays.
On average, our today is 250 average days to complete a claim. 175 of those 250 days are we, VA, waiting for evidence we don't own. That's a significant reason why we need to get data, not paper, and we need to get access to systems, not wait for a monthly report that rolls to us that gives us that information.
The VFW and other veterans groups say it is indeed important to speed up the claims process, but they worry that VA is under so much pressure to get claims out the door that the quality of its decisions is suffering. Over the past year, VA reports 14% of its claims were produced inaccurately. California Congresswoman Jackie Speier says the problem's even worse on the West Coast. She says the Los Angeles, Seattle, and Oakland offices have backlogs that are at crisis proportions. She told several stories of cases she and other local lawmakers have had to intervene in on behalf of veterans.
Sergeant Ari Sorenberg had multiple tours in Iraq. He was facing eviction from his apartment while he waited for over a year for a disability ruling. He was unable to work, a fact that took Oakland VA months and months to try and verify. He needed treatment for PTSD. He was ordered by the VA, actually, to go to the VA Medical Center in Oakland. The breaking point came the day before I took his wife and his mother to meet with the director at Oakland. Until that meeting was set up, the Oakland office was unaware that Mr. Sonnenberg was hospitalized in the VA facility, where he was expected to remain for several months. At a VA fix-it meeting that we had, he told a packed room that he almost committed suicide. Now, the good news is that he will be boarding a plane for home tomorrow. He's had his surgeries. He's had treatment for PTSD, and he has his disability benefits. Had we not intervened, Mr. Sorenberg would be probably dead today.
But Hickey says VA officials recognize the problems in Oakland, and they've since acted to fix them, using a recently overhauled training program for claims raiders called Challenge Training. They stopped all new claims at the Oakland Regional Office and retrained the entire workforce.
And this is, by the way, the very first time anybody in VA and any VBA undersecretary has ever done this. We stopped all the inflow into Oakland. We've took every single one of your employees, our employees, in that regional office, and we ran them back through challenge training. The good news is we're done with that in June. They're back to the work, and I will tell you what the results of that training were for them for their quality. Before, their quality was about 69%. That quality translates into a production problem, because when we find the error, we got to recycle it back, as you well described. They are now, after that course, their post-training test was at 93%. So we will see an impact associated with retraining that entire regional office from head to toe. And I'm going to use that model to go after others who are in that same challenged environment.
Hickey says the VA has also had success with providing veterans access to their benefits information and letting them file claims online. The department's new e-benefits website now has 1.7 million users, up 500% from January. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.